November 5, 2021 in Anaheim, California was a special night for Cam Dineen. The former battalion star defender was making his National Hockey League debut in front of a large crowd at the Honda Center. Dineen was fortunate. He was not alone on this night as the rookie to skate alone for a solo lap prior to warm-ups. 20-year-old Ben McCartney, a teammate in Tucson with Dineen, got the call as well as the two shared the rookie lap before the entire squad joined them for warm-up. There was another Tucson guy who was also making his debut, so we got to do the lap together, so it was not as bad, I guess, chuckled Dineen. As of the end of November, Dineen has played in 8 games since the call-up from the Tucson Roadrunners, and he registered his first NHL assist on November 20 in a game against the Detroit Red Wings. From the draft floor in Buffalo in July of 2016, Dineen really never imagined it would take this long to get into his first National Hockey League game. I guess you are young and you really just focus on taking the next step, which is getting drafted. You really do not think what the process is, admitted Dineen, who was selected in the third round, 68th overall in 2016. I knew it was not going to be something where I go make the Coyotes that year. I knew it was going to take a little bit, but at the same time I guess I did not know it would take three and a half years like it did. Dineen says it was a welcoming Coyotes group with a unique mix of veterans along with a core of players who have come through the Coyotes system. He says one veteran with a similar New Jersey background who has helped him since his arrival has been Shane Gostisbehere. I have a connection with him through Anthony Stolarz, who I train with in the summer. He's from Jersey, so they were roommates in Philly, so Ghost kind of heard about me through him, and he has kind of taken a liking to me early on here and just helps me out with some little things, stays on me a bit, and I really like that he's a great guy, said Dineen. Over the past 3 years, the Toms River, New Jersey product has been developing his game in the AHL with the Coyotes affiliates, the Tucson Roadrunners during his time in the minor leagues. Dineen has played in 136 regular season games and racked up 11 goals and 36 total points, with his best single season points average coming in the 22 games he played in 2021. While he has been a healthy scratch the past couple Coyotes games, Dineen realizes he still has to work hard and practice like it is a game. For me, the coaches have given me some tips and details that I need to focus on, noted Dineen. When I am in the lineup or in practice, try to stay on those things and show them that I am willing to learn and I am coachable. Every practice is like a game, so you have to be focused, do what they are telling you to do and work on every little detail, and when you get into the lineup just play your game. You are called up for a reason, for whatever it is, so they like something in your game, so you just try to show that to your best ability. Despite being traded to Sarnia in his final year of OHL hockey, Dineen still has many fond memories of his time in North Bay. Playing in North Bay was great, I really loved it, admitted Dineen. Dineen became friends with Sault Ste. Marie native Blake Spears, who happens to be a very close friend of Mike Amadio, another former battalion star who now plays just down the road with the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm pretty close friends with those two, said Dineen. He also still keeps in touch with a pair of now Boston Bruins prospects in former teammates Justin Brazeau and Brady Lyle. Dineen is hoping that Lyle is the next former North Bay Battalion player to make his NHL debut later this season.